Welcome to Awakening Plus. This is May 16, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And I'm just taking a second to mute everybody. There we go. For the time being. All right, so welcome. This is our weekly call where we're doing New Earth support. Basically, the idea here is that there's a great global awakening coming along, and we're here to help it. And if the track record holds, we will receive significant benefit ourselves by doing so. As always, let me begin with an audio check. If you would please type yes in the chat window if you're hearing me strong and clear. If you are not, then please type no. So there's one yes. Thank you, Karen. There's more yeses. Okay, good. All right, thank you. That's great. Lots of guesses, so you're hearing me good. Fabulous. Okay, so let's dive in. I'll narrate as we go. These calls have been taking about an hour, so that's what I'm anticipating anyway. Of course, it's up to Spirit how long they really run. So I invite you now to close your eyes and relax. Housekeeping, since everybody contributes energy to the call while it's happening, and you're affecting it whether you're on the recording or live, I ask if you do need to leave the session before it's done, then just internally ask the allies to sort of separate you from the field, and then you'll sort of feel that separation, and then you'll be able to leave without disrupting the field. I do also request that you only do this while you're doing this. This is not a multitasking kind of thing. It does require full focus and concentration. So if you cannot give it your full attention right now, please wait, come back to the recording later when you can set aside an hour or so to give it your full undivided attention. This will be better for you and better for everyone else, since of course you're affecting everyone else with the quality of attention you hold. So thank you for your courtesy on that. This is a free event to all who are doing it live. So let's settle in. So I invite you now to relax, close your eyes if you haven't already, and become aware of your body overall. And just notice how you feel. Don't change anything. Don't judge it. Just notice this is how I'm feeling physically. This is how much energetic awareness I have of the energy in and around me. Just get the baseline. I'm now going to call the directions and set up the mesa. I'll be calling in allies only of love and light, only of high vibration and benevolent intent. You may not recognize them all, but they're all working for the light. So give me a short time to get that set up, and then we'll dive into our techniques. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuhichi. Maximum embodied awakening serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amaji the Hugging Saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center, I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call all my ancestors who are well ones. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Bear, Anteater, Fox, Raccoon, Squirrel. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Thisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding the sacred space to ensure that this good energy is held in the container and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we got a strong container. Well done, folks. So we begin with the embodied awakening invocation. We'll each do this to the best of our ability because the more awake we are, the better we can be of service. So as always, I'll give the brief preamble to this. So embodied awakening means your higher self is going to come in and merge with your human self. The metaphor is that instead of the human driving the car, the human slides to the passenger seat and the divine drives. If the human does not like the divine's driving, it can take the wheel again any moment. The divine will step out immediately and the human is instantly back in control. Therefore, for the ego, there is no risk. And you can just try this on to see if you like it. It is instantly reversible if you do not. So that's to reassure you that you're okay and it's worth a try. The other thing is the benefits of embodied awakening, which can be ongoing. This can become a way of life and maintained pretty much continuously once you learn how to do it. And you just refresh it by using the 8-word invocation we're about to use. And you just do that first thing in the morning and as needed through the day if it slips. But I get ahead of myself. Here's the 4 benefits that can be easily described of embodied awakening. First, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace in your life. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you just know what to do through intuition, and there's much more bliss. So if that sounds yummy, then I invite you to do it with me now. Please do these words out loud if you can, and silently if you must. So here we go with those 8 words. Repeat them now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. That's it. Let the words go. Those were spoken to your higher self, of course. Now to receive it, you just go passive and you just notice your breathing. You do not control the breath at all. You just feel it coming and going whenever it wants to. However it does that is fine. You just give your attention to the breath. And as a result, you're being passive and you're on a non-mental focus, and that supports the incoming divine saturation that you've called in. And based on what I'm feeling and what I feel when I lead calls like this is the overall experience being had by everybody, whether you're live or on the recording, it doesn't matter. And there's a lot of nice energy coming in, so y'all are doing really well as a group. Just relax. The tips I like to give to make this really work well, based on 9 years of feedback from people who've done it, and those number in the thousands by now. So as you called it in, here's what you do. You rest in passive breathing. You do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just stay passive, stay feeling breath. If at some point you notice your attention is no longer on your breath, that's okay. You don't fight that distraction and you don't try to change it. You let it be as it is with no resistance. Resistance makes it stronger, so you don't want to do that. Instead, you notice, oh, I have an uninvited guest here. This distraction has arisen. And you just let it do its thing, you turn your back on it, and you return your attention to your breath. You do this very gently and persistently. The distraction may remain in the background, and it's fine if it does. There is room for both of you. You just keep relaxing into your breath and let the distraction take care of itself. There you go. What y'all are doing just made it go deeper a lot quicker just then. So just relax, keep returning attention to breath if it slips. And the final nuance is to use the minimum effort needed even to feel the breath. There should be no furrowed brows. This takes almost no effort. In fact, to find out how little effort is required to be in this state, I invite you for a moment to go to no effort at all. Just exist for a moment. Whatever arises is fine. Go to zero effort and just chill for a moment. While still at zero effort, just notice if breath awareness is already present. If it is, stay at zero. That's all you need. If there is not breath awareness present, then add a teeny tiny bit of effort, like the touch of a feather, barely enough to notice the breath again. And stay at that absolute minimum level of effort needed to have any awareness of the breath at all. Make it really easy. This really creates the optimal environment for your divine to come and join you. So many of you have already hit embodied awakening. Just hang out there, just be, and your presence there will help lift everyone else. By the way to know for sure if you're in embodied awakening is if four things are simultaneously true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. All that's true, then you're there. We'll leave just a moment for any stragglers to get to embodied awakening. By the way, as always with any process I lead, if you're not having the exact experience I'm describing, that is fine. Just rest in whatever process you are having. Because sometimes people get customized individual experiences that have nothing to do with what I'm saying, and that does actually serve their highest good in a beautiful way. So, I mean, you know, try to do what I'm saying, but if you're being given something different, that's fine. Don't fight what's happening. Okay, that feels really solid. So check, just notice, are you in embodied awakening, i.e. are the following four things all simultaneously true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If that much silence went by without a thought or a challenging emotion, you're there. So now that we're in the best situation to be of service that we can be, we're now going to serve the Great Awakening. And I'm not super rigorous about how you do this. Some of you have tools you use for this sort of thing that work really well for you. I will describe my tool of preference, and you're welcome to use that if you wish. However, if your best tool is different, then do what works for you. It'll all work out just fine. So what I like to do is have my ego just be the pipeline and have my higher self do all of the actual heavy lifting. So that's a metaphor, of course. So I'm going to, when I'm actually doing it, I'm just going to say to my higher self, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of the Great Awakening on Earth, or something like that. After saying that, I just go to passive breath awareness, and I feel energy coming in my crown and up front of my body. And the beautiful part about this passive approach of flowing is that my higher self is taking care of all the details. It knows what color, what levels is it coming from, what divine beings are helping to send it. All that can, of course, modulate instant by instant as the needs of the awakening shift. So by turning all that over to the expert, the divine part of me that can do that without breaking a sweat, whereas Benjamin would be just racing to keep up with all that level of detail, I can be of the greatest service with my ego taking a very small role, but understanding that is its proper role given the level of work that's being done. I hope that was clear. So we're going to do that now, and I'll guide my tool. Again, if you like to do it differently, then whatever you do to support the Great Awakening on Earth, as long as it's service to other, serving highest good of all, then let it rip. So those who wish to do my tool, we're going to go through it now. So say the following out loud if you can, or mentally if you must. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to best support the Great Awakening on Earth. May all beings be lifted to the highest vibration that serves highest good. And starting now, thank you. And now, if you're doing the passive thing, just relax. If you're not having a strong energetic experience, just rest in passive breath awareness. However, once the energetic experience does become noticeably strong, what I like to do at that point is just relax into the feeling of the energy, which feels really good, by the way. So if that's if that is appealing to you and you're feeling the energy pretty well, just relax and be the energy. Blend with it, relax. It's kind of a mirror image of my healing invocation, where you call in healing and you rest in the challenging energy. But in this kind of energy flow work for blessing, you rest in the feeling, but this time it's a really good feeling. There may now be some periods of quiet. I don't feel like I have to be yammering every second, so I will now speak only if inspired to do so. Just keep doing whatever you're doing to be of service to this great awakening on earth. So a couple of things are happening already. There is a group field blending already happening among those of us on this call. Again, live or recording, doesn't matter. You may notice your part of you is blending in with the, you know, divine aspects of the others who are doing this. And in addition to that, you may also be noticing you're blending into the field of light beings who are surrounding the earth. It's like we're all in low orbit, just a massive, just, you know, billions of beings, just all flowing light to the earth. So you're part of the small group of Awakening Plus related people, plus all these many, many others who are, they're here 24/7. I mean, at least every time I show up, they're here. I'm assuming they're always present and just continually beaming the earth into higher vibration. And especially its inhabitants, like humans. So if you're aware of that blendedness on that level, that can be part of your awareness. When you get into this kind of work, you can often hold more than one point of awareness at a time. So it's quite normal to be aware of your individual human self, at least a little bit, and also aware of yourself as blended with the group, and have some awareness of the work that group is doing to support the awakening. And once I get into inner world work, ayahuasca taught me a long time ago, just relax and let things happen. And I don't get attached to how many points of awareness am I holding, or what's the percentage of awareness in my human self versus this old blended self. I just relax and I let the divine sort of take care of all that. I can be very yang in my physical activities, but when I get into this kind of stuff, I yin out the best I can. Okay, that's a beautiful energy coming through. We're getting some blessing already. This is another thing that's always happened when we've done these calls. Those who bless others like this are always blessed in return. So already you should be receiving some really lovely incoming energy that is just absolutely custom tuned for whatever you most need. And also, if all beings on earth are being blessed, that includes you. So it actually just kind of makes sense that some of it would come to you as well. Another thing that's happening for some of us is that we're having challenging energy move through us. So some of us are being used to process heavy energy. And I'm past the point of knowing or caring whether such a thing is mine or my family lineage or beings I don't even know. It doesn't matter, in my opinion. It's just, if it shows up in your field, then it's yours to do. And you may find that it just naturally processes through you. If it's sticky and not moving, you can always pull out the healing invocation, which is just the words maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then passively resting in the area where it feels the most challenging. Whatever that unpleasant feeling is, you just rest exactly there. And that shows the divine where to come in and flush that stuff away or turn it to light and love and integrate it. So whichever thing you're doing, just do that. And people report all sorts of unusual spiritual phenomena when doing a service work like this. So whatever's happening, just relax and go with the flow. We are in protected space. The only things that will be happening to you right now are things that truly serve your highest good. If you're doing the passive thing, just relax, let the energy move through you, relax into whatever experience you're having, whether that's ecstasy or challenge or some combination of that. Whatever you're doing, it's definitely of service. Feels to me like our little Awakening Plus crew is all close together. We are among the vast number of beings floating above the earth and sending down love and light to it. Last week they had us behind the scenes, sort of in a little area set off and sending energy to those who were in this space, but now we're back on the front lines, so to speak. As a reminder, in this and any other invocation work, overwhelm is not a possibility. You will only be given whatever amount of energy you are able to handle. It might stretch you a bit, it will not break you. So if you're noticing yourself clenching or filtering or resisting or controlling, I recommend not doing that. Again, you are in a safe container. I invite you to relax and open to the incoming energy. And just let it do its thing. Much of this is just beyond language, so narration is not possible. But you know what you're experiencing. Long ago, I decided to not even try to put concept around most of this and just to be the energy that showed up. Relax into whatever your experience is right now. I'm getting images relating to the Middle East coming up, so that area must be getting a significant amount of help right now. Of course, the entire planet and every human on it is receiving this, but that area that I just mentioned seems to be getting a little extra. Take a moment to notice how you're feeling. Is your consciousness mostly in the blended field? Is it mostly in your body? Are you relaxing so that the service you're doing is working?
just
kind of notice that and then slip back into whatever you're doing. Not offering one grand narration for everybody because many of us are having unique experiences and I want to leave space for that. Anything I narrate tends to be what the majority are experiencing and always leaving allowance for those other outlier experiences that are just as valuable but not what the majority are experiencing. My sense now is we're getting pumped full of really nice energy as a thank you for the service work we've been doing. See if you notice your own field getting lighter and brighter moment by moment. I'm also aware of an increasing awareness of my physical body. Transitions like these tend to be more like dimmer switches than just on-off switches, so we're gradually getting a little more physical body awareness. And a little bit less of that blissful inner world blending experience. And now I'm pretty comfortably in my body, but still very aware of energy. Right, so the field is still lovely and thick with light, and they're saying if anyone has a comment or question, this is a good time for that. Some of you are still in the service flow of being or flowing energy, and stick with that if you wish. I just allowed anyone who wishes to unmute themselves and speak if you wish. If you would rather type in the chat window, that's also fine. I'll read out loud anything that gets typed in there. I also understand that at this point, many people are so deep in the energy that any kind of outward expression is just not in the cards at that moment. And that's cool too. Nothing's required. So if anyone has anything they'd like to share, an experience, a question, you can simply unmute yourself by clicking that red stripe across your microphone icon, or you can just type whatever you like, if you wish. And it does feel like the service time is slowly fading. We're kind of waning out, becoming a little more and more our individual selves, and a little less aware of our blended group self. Well, and feel free to unmute and talk over me if you choose to speak. I'm being guided to remind you that it is not an either-or thing with you and your divine awareness either. They're really hoping, as many of us as are called, will, you know, attain embodied awakening and maintain that and deepen that during the course of our human lives. And I've been doing that for years, and it's a great honor and privilege to be able to do that. The reason I give my invocations for embodied awakening and healing is so that anyone who wishes to, who finds those tools useful, can use them to accomplish that. And a reminder, it's not selfish, because the more awake you are, the more capable you become of serving others. So in my opinion, a person who wishes to serve, their first job always is to maintain and deepen their own spiritual awakening so that they may serve more capably. So if you're already on board with that, great. If not, I invite you to consider that. If you've been about self-negating and, oh, I don't want to selfishly focus on myself, it's quite the opposite. Self is other. And cultivation of self that empowers service is a very good thing, in my opinion. All right, so we don't seem to have anyone stepping up to talk or type. So we will be, let me just see if there's anything they want. They're now sending a transmission to all of us on this call. I see 18 participants live, and of course many more will hear the recording. So just take a moment. You're now being given some blessing of your own to thank you for the blessing you've just given to the collective. You can feel it coming in your crown and saturating you, and just relax and enjoy this for a moment. It's kind of a thank you for your service. Just saying, come back anytime. And you can do that as part of a live call if you want to use one of the recordings. If you're an Awakening Plus member, you can use a recording from the archive, or you can just come on in on your own to say, hey, Divine, I'd love to come in and serve the Great Awakening. Count me in. And you just relax, and they'll put you right into work anytime. And no formal entry procedure is needed, just your willingness to do it, your asking to be involved. They'll put you in the game right away in whatever way you can help. That energy's gotten even sweeter, you were being blessed with. That is just awesome beyond words. Just they're still bringing it down. So I invite you to relax and just receive this bliss a while longer. Just keeps on coming. That's awesome. Let's relax and enjoy some more. And this is not just awesome, it's purposeful. They're now putting us in the field of experiencing what it's like to receive the kind of energy we've been sending. It's just immediate, awesome karma. We're getting what we gave. So just know that whatever you're feeling now is very much like what we have been sending. And they want us to know what it's like to receive it as well. And my own method is to just be completely passive. I am just chill, I'm just letting it come in, and I'm just totally yin. They're reminding us we are the whole thing. We are God. We are the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness. The only question is, how much of that are you consciously aware of as your human self? And know that there's a very good chance that no matter how awake you are, there's probably more you're not aware of yet. So it's probably a pretty safe assumption that the awakening can always go deeper. So always leave space for that deeper awakening to show up when it's ready. Nice. Okay, I think... is saying, okay, that's enough. Now, they are saying that those of you who are feeling the flow continue, you can sit and keep receiving this energy even after I close the event. So some of you will get continuing flow and you don't have to stop just because I've completed the call. So feel free to keep receiving flow as long as you feel you want to or it's coming. Last call for any questions or comments. You can unmute yourself by clicking the slash across that microphone icon. You can type in the chat window if you want, or not. So I am going to close the Mesa. And after the Mesa is closed, I'll do one last check-in for any feedback. Thank you all so much for being here. This is, as always, exquisite and delightful and a tremendous honor to be part of this process. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Thank you, allies, for this beautiful service opportunity. Thank you for the blessings you've given us. Thanks for the awesome bliss. Thanks for all of it. We're so grateful. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you working with anyone hearing my voice, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I'm being called to share what I say when I close my Mesa in my private sittings, just in case any of these ideas are helpful to you. Allies, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, I request the following: maximum awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum adherence to the path of service to others. Maximum support for the Great Awakening on Earth. Thank you so much. What would it serve highest good to do? Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? I'm going to count to three. After the three, I'm going to clap. You're welcome to clap with me to seal the work. One, two, three. The mesa is closed. I've got some thank yous on the text. Lots of thank yous from different people. Thank you all so much. Sheila says it was so nice to be live with the group. I agree. So about 6 or 7 thank yous. Thanks, everybody. And last call for any further feedback, live or on the text. Randy typed, that was awesome. Thank you. That was amazing, says Jessica. I agree. Carmen says, this hour seems to have gone by quickly. Thank you. Ann types, that was so wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, people seem to have had a good time. I'm glad. I find that service given in this spirit is, again, beautifully rewarded. Thank you all so much for coming. The more, the merrier. If you are doing this on regular Saturdays, then feel free to spread the word. These Saturday events and most other Awakening Pluses are open to the public. Anyone's welcome to join us if they're so inspired to serve and receive blessing. If you're called to work with me personally, I do astrology readings, I do shamanic healing, I do awakening activation, I do life coaching. I've got the Awakening Plus Spiritual Membership. You can learn about all that and more at astroshaman.com. Check it out if you're interested. And I am currently running significantly reduced rates because of the coronavirus. So happy to serve any of you who are interested. And whether you do any of that or not, please feel free to keep showing up, because the more people that come to these, the more potent they're going to get. And the more service that will be done. So thanks to you all again. And goodbye for now. As soon as I can get the recording stopped here. Thanks again, everybody.